WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome, 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 everyone. We are back with the newest edition of the Student Section with Clay Pruitt.
Elliot Scully.
Kaysen Smith.
This is the NFL night, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just viewing us for the first time.
Listening.
Or just listening for the first time. Yeah, you can't.
Do
they're watching.
I mean, you could watch us if you're really trying hard. But
I'd like to see that.
Dude, somebody could sneak into the studio or something and watch us.
There's probably five people in there. I don't know.
Dude, we don't know what people do back there. It's not my job, not my business.
Not my job, not my prob.
Exactly. Not my mom always says, not my monkeys, not my circus.
All right, let's get to it.
She always says that.
That's an awesome saying.
Enough monkey business.
Enough monkeying around, huh?
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Jaguars, Chiefs, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to start off hot. This was a disappointing game. I watched it, and I couldn't stay attuned the entire time. It was really bad.
Yeah, I was pulling for the Jags here. That was a tough loss. I don't know. I wonder how much, because I know they keep talking like it's not that big a deal. Like Andy Reid was on Tom Brady's podcast last night, and like they're like, oh, he's in a good spot. Mom's like, yeah, I'm in a good place. But how much can a high ankle sprain really heal in a week?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like not that much. Like not anywhere really significant. So I don't know. I'll be interested to see how much that plays out. But yeah, this wasn't really a close one, and it would have been less close if he didn't break his ankle there. So I don't know. Sprain his ankle, sorry.
I mean, I think I gotta disagree with you, Clay. This game was awesome from start to end. I genuinely loved every second of this game.
You a Chiefs fan?
What?
You a Chiefs fan?
No, I'm a football fan. but this game was a lot of fun to watch, per se, just because you kind of didn't really know how the Jaguars were going to do in an environment like this. And they came out and played actually pretty dang good for what I think everybody expected them to do. I mean, just having them put 20 on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And you look at them early in the season when they were like, what? Like, was it like 2-5? They looked pretty god awful, and then you have them putting up a fight with the Chiefs. I mean, Chad Henne was out there, and he led a touchdown drive, so it didn't seem like the Chiefs were hurting at all. They kind of just did what they normally did, and the Jaguars still kept it close with them. I mean, if the Jags didn't fumble within Chiefs territory, you know, this could have been a much different game. The Jags could have actually, I think, won it.
That's true.
But them fumbling within the Chiefs territory was kind of game over for them at that point. But, I mean, I thought it was a genuinely awesome game. Trevor Lawrence, I think he proved a lot of things this year. I think he proved that he was definitely worth the first overall pick. I don't really understand why people thought he was a bust after one rookie season with the worst head coaching job in NFL history.
Pretty bad rookie season.
Maybe even football history. So, yes, it was a bad rookie season, but I think you got to give a guy leeway. He actually made the jump. We're still – Fields still has question marks. Mack still has question marks. Trey Lance still has a lot of question marks. He's barely even played. But I think Lawrence has definitely proved himself to be the highlight of this class so far. And I think the Jaguars are going to be a force to be reckoned with next year. On the Chiefs side, Mahomes with a high ankle sprain. I don't know how many painkillers they gave him to put him back on the field, but it must have been a lot.
A lot.
The NFL loves their painkillers. Rodgers can attest to that. But I think this game could have been the pivotal point in the entire postseason, depending on how his ankle heals up.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I think if Patrick Mahomes legitimately snaps his ankle there and doesn't play, the Chiefs aren't making it. They're not making it to the Super Bowl. Yeah. They're not beating the Bengals. There's no way.
Yeah, they might win this game just because Chad Henne, if you want to look back to the 2020 playoffs where he had to finish out the game against the Browns when Baker Mayfield was actually good. He clutched it out there. So they could have still won this game. The next game against the Bengals, probably you got to give the Bengals like 6 or 7 points on the spread because of that. But I think him just getting the high ankle sprain really, really keeps the Chiefs still in Super Bowl contention. And, I mean, I have no doubts that he's going to be on the field for all 60 minutes.
That's true. So I don't disagree.
It doesn't matter how hurt he is. You know what you're getting out of him. He's the most alien quarterback there is in the league. He's going to perform. Hurt or not hurt.
Oh, yeah, he'll start.
That begs the question, though, with how the Bengals played against what was supposed to be Super Bowl favorite Bills team,
yes,
is it going to be enough to overcome them?
I don't think so. I think the Bengals are going to go in, and I think they're going to put up a good fight against the Chiefs. It'll be a close game just because Patrick Mahomes plays, but I'm going to call it. He's going to re-injure his ankle, and Henny's going to have to come in and play. And at that point, the Bengals will go up 13, 14 points, and it won't be a contest.
Hey, Chiefs defense is very good, so the Bills defense
against Joe Burrow.
Very true, exactly. Very true. But,
is it 0-3 against Joe Burrow?
Yeah, yeah. Patrick Mahomes is 0-3 against Burrow. But this is the best defense the Chiefs have had in a long time. They've usually been known for their offense, but I think this year is really a lot on their defense. So they're a top-half defense in the league, and Joe Burrow did just kind of make the Bills look goofy. So I guess we'll see what happens, but I think we're in for a classic match between these two.
It will definitely be a great playoff game, for sure. The next game we have on the list is the Eagles and the Giants. I was wrong about this one, fellas. I was very wrong about this one.
See, I predicted this to be 34-13, and it wasn't that far off. So
you were actually really close.
Yeah. I mean, I thought the Giants had no chance. If you're smart, I mean, I know you're kind of just playing to it, so I'm not gonna bag on you.
In hindsight. Yeah. Oh, you know, actually, anyone who didn't pick this was a freaking idiot.
No. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Sorry. We're talking with the guy that knew the Jags were going to come back in that game.
That is,
yeah, exactly. I didn't know. I said it could have happened.
Hey, look.
But I really didn't think the Giants had stood any chance in this game. I think you're getting a healthy Jalen. You're getting this Eagles team who is on fire. The Giants looked really good against the second worst defense in the entire league, that is the Vikings. So, I mean, take what you will. The Vikings are super up and down. They literally had a negative point differential for the regular season. And the Eagles were the Giants were only six point differential points under them. So it was a good matchup to begin with, but this was a horrible matchup. I mean, Isaiah Hodgins is your bona fide wide receiver one is horrible. I mean, once how to stop the Giants is if you stop Saquon Barkley, and their defense couldn't have done less. You have AJ Brown, Devonta Smith, who's in the middle of a breakout right now, and that rushing attack is absolutely amazing. The Eagles just dominated, and I thought it was not a surprise at all. This is kind of what I expected from them.
I completely agree. I mean, looking back on it, I was overselling the Giants 100%.
Hey, yeah, you got. There has to be that one guy on the podcast.
You got to pick the upset.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean,
got to pick one.
But what if I was right though?
I mean, then I'd be stupid.
Exactly. I would have been like, hey, you're stupid if you pick the Eagles.
Hey, the money line value there looked cool for a second, but
yeah, it was just realistically looking back on it. I mean, I knew it. The Giants probably weren't going to win. If I picked them to win, just to be fun. Saquon had 9 carries for 61 yards. You're not going to win a game him having that.
It's the Eagles, man. It's the Eagles. They have everything you ever wanted a team. They have no weaknesses.
Yeah.
I don't say that.
I mean,
no overarching weaknesses.
Yes.
Let's say that.
Yes. No team breaking weaknesses.
Yeah. I don't see there's any way that they lose to the 49ers now. At this point, with how the momentum's going, I don't know. The 49ers are not looking like the hot team they're supposed to be against a Cowboys defense that really isn't that great.
Whoa. And
that's just what I'm saying.
It's a pretty good defense.
I feel like
could be a lot better.
Take.
Could be a lot better, especially within the secondary.
We were all told this 49ers offense with Christian McCaffrey and, you know, George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk and all these guys, Debo Samuel, they're all going to come out and just light everyone on fire. And that's not what we saw.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say it was necessarily the fault of Brock Purdy either. So, I don't know. I don't know that I see 49ers win here. I think it'll be Eagles over the Bengals in the Super Bowl. That's my official pick.
Eagles over the Bengals?
Yep.
Well, speaking of the 49ers game, let's go ahead and talk about that one, because that was the best game, in my opinion, this weekend that we got. I'm a very defensive guy. I love my defense, and this game was a defensive game.
This was a boof game, man.
I really enjoyed it just because the defenses were fantastic. Yeah. Brock Purdy, 19 of 29, 214. I mean,
he played
tight.
He's
not a stud. Like, he's not, oh my gosh, Brock Purdy. He's not like that. It's just he does what they need them to do, and I mean, he didn't make a lot of mistakes, and that's one thing I can say about him. Is a lot of rookies go into this situation playing against arguably a top 5 defense in the league, and they make mistakes. They throw interceptions. I mean, look what happened with Dak. Mm-hmm. Prescott's been in the league for how many years? 4 or 5?
7.
And he threw 2 interceptions One touchdown.
People forget he and Zeke came out of the same class, and they were, and the best year that they got out of them was when the Cowboys team was just generationally loaded, especially with probably the best O line of all time. And we haven't seen a whole lot. I think Dak's a good quarterback. I think he's around 10th or 11th best in the league, but I don't think it's just. I talked with Adam about this, and he firmly believes Dak's holding them back, which I don't really believe that. It's just there needs to be a good combination of coaching and performance, and that's just not happening right now. Dak really took a down year. Looks a lot different from the MVP candidate that we saw from him in those three games in 2020 before. The three games before he had the ankle injury. Those were three. He was on pace for one of the best QB seasons ever. But that is just a three-game span. Yes. Yeah. But it seems that he has not even come close to what that was, and he has not found his rhythm again. Maybe next year he does. But this game was I would say it was a lot of fun to watch, especially because I had a parlay over all four games. It was a $5 to win $140, and my Jaguars covering bet hit, Eagles covering bet hit, Bengals money line hit, and last one was Cowboys money line just because I love the value. So this game had me in it for all four quarters, but Dak's two interceptions was the difference of this game. If he doesn't throw those two, and let's just theoretically say let's say they get one touchdown off that, and then if you remember the Kevontae Turpin return that should have easily been a touchdown, but he just ran into two guys mindlessly, you're looking at a 21-19 49ers. I mean, a Cowboys win right here. So I think a lot of things could have happened for the Cowboys. Ways to not capitalize. 49ers, I feel like they kind of just survived. They just survived four quarters. They didn't have to do much. Purdy was but he's a rookie, so I don't really expect more of him. But
he didn't make mistakes, but yeah, he wasn't exceptional.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. So. And that one catch by Kittle was so lucky.
Yeah,
Kittle's just been on fire. The one thing Purdy I think has done excellently is really use the tight ends within the game, because Kittle just blew up the second that Purdy came in.
Oh yeah, I mean Purdy, he fits that system very well. That's why I'm not sold on him 100%. Is because look at all the weapons he has. I mean Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, George Kittle.
But I think the fact that we're not seeing those rookie plays, mm-hmm. I think that bodes well.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. So. I mean, Dak Prescott, he's a 7-year veteran, and he had three games this year where he didn't throw an interception. The entire season, he had
most
three
in the
games.
Yeah. And he missed time.
Yeah, he missed like five, six games, yeah. And he threw 16 picks in the league.
It's crazy.
So
it's incredible.
This Cowboys team is. Was very much held back by those interceptions, and I wouldn't say Dak himself. So I think we can see what happens next year. But they need another playmaker besides CeeDee Lamb.
He had 15. The whiteouts. I miss Amari Cooper when he was on the Cowboys. I really do.
Yes,
yeah. I was going to say, what about Amari Cooper? Add him back.
Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb, man.
Yeah,
man, that would be a great team.
Yeah, I don't think it's that much of a stretch to see them go with wide receiver in the draft. So I mean,
I think they probably do, because Dak Prescott's not awful. He just had a bad season.
I think he's a very good quarterback, but I think, you know, when the whole defense is focused towards CeeDee Lamb and all you really have is Zeke and Tony Pollard besides them, you know, it's not a lot to do. Yeah. Schultz is very good, but I think with the wide receivers falling in this class, I could very well see Dallas take either of the three, JSN, Jordan Addison, or Quentin Johnston in the first round.
Yeah, I could definitely see that happening. Speaking of Zeke and Tony Pollard, did you guys see where Zeke said that he would take he would take less money,
take
basically.
A pay cut?
Yeah, he'd basically take a pay cut so he could stay in Dallas. You know what that means. That's him apologizing to Dallas for being bad.
I mean,
that's basically what he's saying.
Tom Brady did that.
Yeah.
That wasn't an apology. That was him making
Tom Brady's different, though, because he did it so he could get weapons. Zeke did it because his season this year has been pretty bad.
I mean, I think he knows his contract is about to be up, and he already got the big second contract, and I think he just loves Dallas enough. He knows that team's good enough to win. They just need everything to kind of fall into place. And he was amazing for Dallas this year in terms of the short running game. Yeah. Tony Pollard kind of became the better back, I mean, which we all kind of knew. But Zeke in the short yardage game was actually very, very efficient. So I think them keeping him on a lower contract is amazing for the Cowboys.
Yeah, actually, now that you say that, it could be him framing. Like, he knows he's going to get either a lower contract or he's out. And so he's like, you know, let me take the less money, even though like there's probably been a conversation like you're getting less money whether you want it or not.
Yeah, he knows his place.
Yeah, and he's getting less money because he didn't perform as he should. So, to me, the way I see what he said is he didn't perform as well as he should have.
He knows Pollard's better.
Oh, yeah, 100%. He knows that. I mean, Zeke didn't have a single game where he had over 100 yards rushing this entire season. He didn't have a game above two touchdowns in a single game.
He's kind of like Jamal Williams right now. He's kind of like Jamal Williams for the Cowboys much because he's if you're on the goal line, you want to give it to Zeke. You don't want to give it to Pollard.
That's the thing with him is yards per attempt. I mean, he had a game with 5 yards, 6 yards. He's been doing good.
He's very efficient.
As far as the short yardage, like you were saying.
Yeah, he's very efficient. Tony Pollard's their spread guy. You know, if it's like a second down and four, they're going to put Zeke in there. But if it's a first and 10, second and 7, or you got a long third down situation, they're going to put Pollard out there. So they're splitting carries, and I really love the 1-2 punch that they have going on. I think they just need a really good receiving game to back that up.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the last game we got, and then we'll head to a break. Bengals, Bills, 27-10. I was shocked. I actually had this game at 45-35 overtime. That's what I had it as.
Say it again?
45-38 overtime.
Okay.
Dang.
Yeah, it was going to be a blowout. That's what I thought it was going to be because you have two hot teams coming into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, last time.
Shootout, you mean?
Yeah, shootout. Last time they played, the Bills' safety got hurt, DeMar Hamlin. He got hurt. And
it was gearing up to be a good game.
Yeah, yeah, that game was looking to be a fantastic game, and I thought I was going to be recreated.
It was not.
Man, I'm starting to think DeMar Hamlin was the glue that held the Bills together, because ever since he left, man, they've been going down the tank.
Man, the DeMar Hamlin plus 5 overall boost did not happen. I'm not going to lie, I thought it was a little Disney story of them bringing him up every 5 seconds, which we get the story by now, you know. It's really cool what happened afterwards.
You know, some people think he's, actually dead, and the NFL's faking him coming back.
Yeah, because on Twitter, I looked on his Twitter, and he hasn't shown his face.
What an awesome conspiracy theory that would be.
Yeah, but how could he FaceTime his team?
That's true. Or they just said he FaceTimed his team, and they paid everyone to cover, you know, like not talk about it.
That would be insane.
I think they had the FaceTime.
Yo,
though.
Give me a 30 for 30 on this in like 15 years. Honestly, that'd be freaking awesome.
If they pay off enough people to, you know, make sure nobody knows the world is flat, then obviously they can do this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
They got to pay off all of NASA.
You know,
that's a lot of people.
You know, everybody has a price. Everybody has a price, and the NFL has that amount of money to give out.
Well, you got that right. They definitely have a lot of money. Yeah. Well, join us back for our next segment where we break down these next upcoming games and some hot storylines. Stay tuned.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the student section. Let's go, boys.
All right.
Bengals, Bills. We didn't really talk that much about it. We got sidetracked with conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Bengals, Bills, baby.
What it was actually really funny. Elliot, what did you see on your Twitter when we came back, when we went to the break?
Conspiracy theory that DeMar Hamlin died from the COVID vaccine and that the NFL is covering up his face to make money off his charity and to hide the narrative that the vaccine doesn't work, so... You hear it here first.
Wow. Reporting here first. Elliot Scully finds
truth. Yeah. This is sarcasm, by the way. Yeah.
Have y'all heard the conspiracy theory that Disney, like Disney, has a
like
Frozen.
Disney?
Like Disney.
Okay.
Disney.
Just checking.
Like Walt Disney.
Not like Disney Co. Plus, but Disney?
Nah. The legit Disney.
Wow.
They have in their
Disney Plus and Disney.
Yeah.
Different thing.
They have in their headquarters a Frozen head of Walt Disney himself, and that he wanted his head to be frozen that he could be brought back later on, and that they made the Frozen movie to drive away Google searches of the term Frozen Disney, and that they made that movie to garner Google search results.
That is a heck of an investment there.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. It's
actually a very big conspiracy theory, and you search up Walt Disney Frozen, you can like read all about it. It's super cool to read about.
Wow. Dang. Well, we won't have to worry about that if Vladimir Putin starts World War III.
Yeah.
Yes,
a bunch
sir.
Of headlines about that today. But Speaking of headlines, NFL headlines, boys. What'd you say? Aaron Rodgers was leaving the Packers.
Okay,
they were trading him.
Pretty much what has transpired like over the past like 48 hours is that the Packers have become noticeably open to trading Aaron Rodgers, but they have made it very clear that they will not give him to any team in the NFC. Which I don't know why they wouldn't do that. They could probably get one crazy bag out of him from teams in the NFC. And also, it's not like they're a Super Bowl contending team right now. I mean, I think a lot of people believe that Jordan Love can be great, which I believe he can be great. He had a lot of great assets coming into the draft. The reason why he's taken in the first round, and he's been sitting under Rodgers for 3 years now. He's only 24. And, you know, same thing that happened with Rodgers. He sat under Favre for 2 to 3 years. And, you know, they have a really young wide receiver core who's been actually pretty promising, especially with Christian Watson later in the season. But they're really adamant on not trading into the NFC. And the four teams that have come as likely candidates to the AFC are the Jets, who is by far away the number one candidate right now, the Titans, the Raiders, and the Colts. The Packers have made it clear that they want at least 2 first-round picks, and the Jets are the only candidate to have been public about saying, yes, we will do that.
I could see them giving away one of their young stars, too, because like the Packers need a wide receiver, right?
I mean, yeah.
So they draft a wide receiver, with one of the picks, maybe.
I mean, they could, but it's really likely that they get one of the draft, especially since this wide receiver class is not top-heavy, but there's a lot of depth. So a lot of great guys are going in the second and third round. So I think the Packers, they could load up again. They did get Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson last year, so it's pretty much them and then some geezers. And I don't think wide receiver should be like a trade asset they should be going for.
What do you think about Quentin Williams?
Quentin Williams?
You think they'd nab him in
the
trade?
I don't think the Jets give up any players. I think they give up picks because their roster is already pretty much set and they're just a quarterback away from being a true contender.
That makes sense. That would make sense. You know if Breece Hall is going to come back?
Yeah, he'll be healthy by week one. Okay, he'll be healthy by around week one next year, but he won't be. The thing is that you want running backs 2 years off the ACL, but he will at least be healthy to garner, I would say, at least 50% plus of the running back targets next year.
Nice. Well, I could definitely see him going to the Jets. I mean, that makes total sense because they're, as you said, one quarterback away from going to the playoffs and making a deep run. Elliot, what do you think?
They got Mike White lightning. So, I'm very disappointed that Aaron Rodgers isn't entertaining coming back. I really thought he was going to be retired on a bad season, so I was very excited.
He has $50 million on his contract.
Yeah.
It's well, just, now you know how the rest of us feel when a star quarterback doesn't actually retire when he said he would. So,
Seriously, when I saw that notification from ESPN, Tom Brady's not done. Like, I jumped out of my chair. I was like cheering. It was.
I thought it was honestly unlikely that Rodgers retired just because $50 million is a whole heck of a lot of money, and I feel like you'd be stupid to walk away from that no matter how much money you already got. But
I mean, all he has to do is go and play.
Yeah.
He didn't have to be good.
Yeah, exactly. All you got to do is play. And, I mean, the Raiders are pretty much like they're the team to be looking at for the running Tom Brady right now. But some people were saying, which this does actually make sense for Rodgers loves Vrabel, and if he had to choose, he would go Titans. But as a Titans fan, it's a lot would have to happen within the locker room and the roster that we have right now to even go for Rodgers, because we don't have an elite wide receiver one. We have Burks, who possibly could be in about 2 years, but. We don't have any weapons. Like, I think a lot would have to happen if to even make it like possible for the Titans. The Titans would have to go after DeAndre Hopkins as well, who is going to be noticeably cheaper. He's already 30 years old, and we'd have to have a lot of roster turnover. Tannehill has to be gone. Henry has to be gone. Other key guys, I feel like, have to be gone to even make this a possibility. So we're not going to entertain that because that's not going to happen. But the Jets, Raiders, and Colts, I feel like, are actual legit possibilities. Titans are a long shot, and it would be awesome for me. But I just don't see it happening. But Rand Carthon is a first-year GM. He could say balls to the wall and just do it.
Well, I said the same thing about Russell Wilson being traded, and look what happened. He got traded. So you never know. The NFL is a crazy place.
And I
know.
I still don't think he's a bad quarterback, but he played terribly in the Broncos system. So whatever it was, it didn't work. So
I think it was the coach.
Yeah, that's honestly. Probably part of it.
Because I think they're shooting for Sean Payton now.
Yeah, and that is also a big story. In three of the last four games that Russ was with the Broncos this season, he actually played very good and had multiple touchdowns in. He averaged like 24 fantasy points in those three of the last four games. The one of the four was the brutal Rams game.
He definitely did not play horribly the last couple games that I watched. I know the Rams game was one of them.
It was pretty bad, but the other three were actually very impressive performances, especially given to what he's been doing the entire season.
I expected him to. You know, there was a wager how many bathrooms that he has versus his touchdowns.
Yeah.
And he broke it, and I think the second to last game of the season.
Barely.
I think it was 12.
12 bathrooms in his house. He had like 14 touchdowns, I think.
Barely.
13? Something like that. Yeah. It was bad. But with Judy there, I think him and Judy have a full off season together,
God,
make
I
some
love
chemistry
Judy.
Going. Man, Judy's so good.
I love and Judy. He I feel like next year's a breakout season for him.
I remember everyone telling me Courtland Sutton's going to have a great season. Like,
I was one of those guys, and I will own it. I thought Sutton was a dog.
Wait.
But
you had a bad take?
I know.
What?
Right?
Star into the
what?
Future?
I know, right?
What the heck?
Isn't that crazy? I had a bad take for once.
I obviously had another bad take. I thought Courtland Sutton was going to have a really good year.
Yeah.
That's why I got him in fantasy.
Everyone did. I mean,
I loved his it was a fifth round price for fantasy, and I really loved him for that this season. But, at least Judy good. Judy's only 23 still. So
yeah, and that defense they have. Whew.
Yeah. Oh, that defense is
man.
Legit.
They traded Bradley Chubb because they knew they could.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the big thing. And if you don't forget, they got a first. They do have like pick 29, but it's still a first. So
oh yeah, and my whole opinion on picks is it's not when you pick, it's how many you have. Would you rather have one first round pick that's in number five, or would you rather have a first round, a second, a third, two fourths, three fifths?
Well, when you go like that,
I mean, you know,
you're giving a godly
just go on
amount
and so
of picks.
Forth. Like,
if
which
we're
one
saying,
would you rather have?
Yeah,
a first round
stands.
Pick
yeah.
or three second round picks?
Depends.
I'd rather
know.
Have three second
three
round
second
picks.
Round.
I don't know. If
I
you're,
think better if, would be like three fifths.
If,
you,
if you're
oh,
giving
three
me
three fifths, now that's a toss up.
Right, because 3 seconds is pretty dang.
Yeah,
good. I would rather have three fifths too, because all of Seattle.
Yeah, that's hot.
There's a lot of Legion of Boom players that came from those later rounds.
That's
I think
Seahawks
the only ones
right
that were. you know what it is.
give me pick five over 3 seconds easily.
Interesting.
Pick five, you can get a generational player, and you could also sell that at a very high.
You know,
price.
I know,
but do you know how many
generations? Actually,
exactly.
Ended up being pretty good.
What was
Shut
his
up.
Name again?
System quarterback.
I'm trying to think. Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr.
Hey,
that was his name.
Hey, you know, he's
still the greatest.
He's the GOAT system quarterback. I'll give you that.
How can you say that? He left team and won a Super Bowl in the first year of a new system.
Yeah, great system. Bruce Arians. Hey, to say second Bruce Arians is gone, that team sucked. So,
I have to be honest, though. It's not impressive that he left the Patriots, went to the Bucs, and won a Super Bowl. The Bucs were a good quarterback away from winning a Super Bowl.
The Bucs are like the Jets right now.
Yes.
Great roster. They just need the quarterback. But
now,
I will,
if Tom
I will
Brady
say,
would have left and gone to the Browns, I would have been like, whoa, this man's a god.
I will
well,
say.
Well, at that point, the Browns were supposed to be good. Everyone had the Browns in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But
Browns roster
left,
was actually like top three in the league. I mean, there was a reason why in like Madden 20 and 21, you simulate seasons. Browns win the Super Bowl half the time in the first year. It's it's Browns versus Cowboys every single time. That roster was amazing. I mean, you had OBJ, like Jarvis Landry. You have David Njoku and Austin Hooper. You have a top three O-line. You have a top three defense with prime Myles Garrett. I mean, gosh. If Baker just improved on his 2020 season, he'd be a top five quarterback in the league right
if
now.
If Baker just stopped blaming everybody else for his mistakes and actually hit the lab and improve, he'd be a great quarterback. Same thing with Zach Wilson.
I still believe in Baker. I don't know why I do. I just love Baker Mayfield. I still believe in him.
I don't have an ounce of belief in Baker.
I don't either.
I hope Baker turns out like Johnny Manziel. He goes and plays Canadian football.
Duh, come on, man.
I don't know if he's good enough for the CFL.
I love Baker.
That's a good point. XFL?
I'm a big Baker guy. I love him. I think there's still potential. I think it's still potential, but I think it's very, very slow.
I think he'll be a backup. Realistically, I think he'll be like Tyrod Taylor. Just be a back over his career.
I mean, great spot starter. So, I mean, I honestly think if you look at the Rams right now, would it be dumb to get rid of Stafford while you can and just go with Baker, just go into the rebuild? I mean, that's not – I mean, Baker's insanely cheap right now. And I like you could trade Donald. You could trade Ramsey.
Here's the thing. Sean McVay almost left, right? And then he came back. You don't almost leave and then come back for a rebuild. If you're rebuilding, you're like, I'll be the coach for 20 more years.
I mean, he might embrace the reboot, you know, because I think
rebuilds. I don't think that's
I think rebuilds are pretty awesome. That's just me.
But again, Bill Belichick can go into rebuild, no problem.
Yeah.
Because he knows I have the job security.
Yeah.
When you're constantly rebuilding as a coach with one ring.
Yeah. I mean, Belichick is also the GM, so maybe McVay has more of a say within the management office, and maybe he tries to, you know, formulate a little two-year rebuild, get back into it. But I think now's the time that you can get the most value out of, like, Donald and Ramsey and Stafford as well. If anybody needs a spot starter, boom, Colts in the equation.
Well, this is something that Seattle didn't do, and that I wish we would have. Right after the Super Bowl that we lost to the Patriots, that following season, we didn't do well. It was
an awful
Super Bowl. Oh my gosh!
No, you got
that.
That was
you
the
can't
greatest.
Admit, that was a top
was,
five.
That
Super
was
Bowl.
The greatest Super Bowl
game.
Of all time.
Up until like
of all time.
I will argue of all time. That is the greatest Super Bowl
was
of all time.
Yeah,
you have
come
to
on.
Say.
Yeah, Patriots come back against the Falcons. Hey.
25 points. You got to watch that NFL film. It will change your life.
Yeah. Hey, don't miss me.
I understand that that's a big comeback.
Patriots Rams is up there. I actually love that Super Bowl. It's one of my favorites.
I actually really did, but it's okay. The Super Bowl, what was it, 49? The Patriots, Seattle 49,
Yeah.
That was my my second favorite Super Bowl. Number one, obviously the Broncos, Seattle, obviously.
What a horrible game. It just goes and proves how well that defense was.
It's a fun
defense
game
wins championships, 100%.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, that Broncos team was the best offense of all time, and they held them to 8 points.
Exactly.
So.
Defense wins championships. But what Seattle should have done was, after the season where we completely fumbled the bag and lost to the Carolina Panthers, I can't remember who we lost to, but Carolina Panthers go instead of us to play the Broncos again. Well, we should have traded away Sherman, traded away Bobby, traded away everybody on Legion of Boom, started a rebuild. That's what we should have done.
Well, the problem is at that point, you were still in the mindset of, like, Russ is going to take us to 5 Super Bowls or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think we should have left. Like, we should have dropped everybody because that was the year that Cam Chancellor said, hey, I can't play because of my spine. And then Cliff Avril said, hey, I can't play because of injuries. And then Michael Bennett said, all right, I'm a dip. I'm going to go to the Eagles and then push an old lady in a wheelchair when we're in the Super Bowl because he did that. And I think we should have traded him. Definitely. 100% should have traded him, especially Earl Thomas.
Earl Thomas, I mean, look, dream job is to be an NFL GM, and I will say that I will be either the best or the worst there will ever be because
– I know which one I have my money on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Well, you didn't even finish your NCAA Army – GM on Snapchat.
Well,
because
I got a PS5 and I wanted to play Madden. So
I don't care, man.
Hey,
we'll
finish it at some point. We'll
those players needed that draft stock, man.
Hey, Coach Barry will be back. All right, he will be back. But now I think if I were to be a GM, I'd be either the best or the worst in history because what you just said. I'm doing that. When I know I'm at my peak and we are slightly falling, and I know that something is not going to go right, everybody's gone. And it will blow the minds of everybody. The fans will hate you. But you got to realize what you're doing here, you know? So.
Or you could be like the Patriots and just trust your guys.
Or even like the Chiefs.
Well,
or the Eagles.
You have to have the best system quarterback of all time and an amazing management staff to do what the Patriots did.
Very true. So. What about the Eagles? The Eagles just stuck with their guys and said, you know what, we're just going
to
ride it out.
The Eagles situation from 2017 to now is they went through a rebuild and they got really lucky with the quarterback who fell to the second round to them.
That is a good point.
And they got a great trade out of Carson Wentz as well. So they had impeccable drafting and an amazing free agent signings the past 2 years.
Bro, when they signed Darius Slay, I knew that defense was going to improve tenfold, and they were going to the playoffs. 100%.
They took a first from the Saints.
Dude, Darius Slay,
they took
fantastic.
A first from the Saints also. For C.J. Garner-Johnston or something like that. I forgot what trade it was, but they got picks. They fleeced the Saints, and it just – It's crazy how the front office just fleeced everybody and what they did. I mean, they fleeced the Titans. I mean, like, yeah, come on. Sure. Like, I mean, thing is like, I don't even think we've lost that trade yet, but we're really going to lose that trade. It's like a 90-10 split right now. So AJ's in his prime. He's not dealing with the injury bug or the fumble bug anymore. So Devonta, like I said, is in a breakout. I mean, the team's awesome, and they're really fun to root for, and I can't even get mad at them. So
I want Philly to win because I want to see those streets go crazy, and I don't want to see Brock Purdy to have a Super Bowl. But we'll be talking about that in the next segment, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got two games to talk about. Let's see what we think. So, 49ers, Eagles. Ooh. What's your pick?
My goodness. Let me hop on this spread real quick. All right, so right now it's Eagles -2.5. That's such a good spread. There's a lot that comes into play of this game. I think the Eagles look absolutely almost unbeatable right now. The Niners, they look pretty vulnerable. I mean, I feel like there's a kind of a piss poor performance against the Cowboys, but that's just me. Cowboys have a great defense, but the Niners, I think, could have done a lot better. Purdy just kind of was he threw some yards. But Christian McCaffrey's pretty much swallowed up the entire game a lot.
Oh, yeah.
He also kind of was dealing with a little bit of a leg injury. Elijah Mitchell came back in, was very efficient, was ground and pounding it away in the fourth quarter. I just don't think I can choose the 49ers. My Super Bowl pick before the playoffs was Niners Bengals. And
interesting.
As a couple days ago, I put it a little bet in that it was going to be Bengals over the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Interesting. So you think the Bengals beat the Eagles if they play in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Interesting.
So we'll get to that. But, Eagles -2.5. I actually like the Eagles to cover here. I think they're just way too good on all fronts of the ball. They don't have any overarching weaknesses. The Niners, I feel like, just don't have the second playmaker within the wide receiver core. I mean, of course, Kittle, very, very good. But
who is their wide receiver too? Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah. Actually, never mind. Yeah. I'm actually go back
Brandon
on that.
Brandon Ayuk
actually,
could be
I love
one.
Ayuk. Actually, yeah. I'm
That's the thing with the 49ers and the Bengals is the Bengals have two wide receiver ones.
Yeah.
And so do the 49ers. I think Brandon Ayuk could be a
low
wide receiver one.
I think when he hits his prime, I feel like he could be. But yeah. Actually, you know what? I mean, I'm still going to go Eagles. I think the Eagles are just a better team all around. The Niners' biggest weakness, the actual biggest weakness, is they have a rookie quarterback in Brock Purdy. I don't believe in Brock Purdy at all. I think it's kind of dumb right now to say that he is the franchise quarterback for them. I mean, I think if he goes out there and kind of poopy butts this game I think Trey Lance is the week one starter next year. I mean, they drafted Trey Lance at 3. They traded 2 first-rounders and did a pick swap with him. Trey Lance is the much better talent than Brock Purdy is. Reason why you're taking 3rd versus taking 225, you know, or whatever the pick is. I think if I'm the Niners, I still stick with Trey Lance. Unless Purdy looks amazing in this game and looks great in the Super Bowl, and then I think, you know, you could probably trade Trey Lance. But I think quarterback is a weakness for the Niners. He's been very efficient, but he's pretty much just been Jimmy G and hasn't been anything more than that. So I think the Eagles definitely take advantage of that. I think their secondary is immaculate, and they have a really good front 7 as well. I think they put a lot of pressure on Brock Purdy, and I don't think he's going to be able to get those throws that everybody loves to watch over and over again off. And I think we're going to see big games from both A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith because Niners very good, but you can't just swallow both of them.
Very true. I don't think the 49ers defense, they haven't faced somebody with 2 wide receiver ones like the Eagles.
Yeah.
The Bengals are the only other team. The Bengals, the 49ers, and the Eagles are the only teams that I see have true wide receiver one talent for both of their wide receivers. We all know Smitty could be a wide receiver one.
I mean, he was last year.
Exactly. We all know he can.
Yeah.
So
I mean, well, let's not forget the Dolphins. It's not.
Well, yeah, true, but they're not.
They
in the
ain't
playoffs.
It. They ain't.
They're
it.
Not in the playoffs.
They're gone.
Yeah.
I wish they were, but they're not.
Yeah.
They should have beaten the Bills.
They very well could have. Very well could have.
No, they should have. They just fumbled the bag.
Yeah.
On that clock management, but I think the Eagles. The key to this game is going to be turnovers. Whoever has more turnovers will 100% lose this game.
Yeah.
If Brock Purdy turns the ball over one, two times, it's done. The 49ers are done. Their defense, I do not think their defense is going to score a touchdown this game. I don't know when the last time their defense has scored a touchdown, but it hasn't been in the playoffs, I don't think. So, I think that's one of the key of the games. I also think that the Eagles are a high-powered offense. The 49ers are a high-powered defense. This is going to be a very, very... It could go either one of two ways. It could go the Philadelphia Eagles just completely outscore the 49ers in the fourth quarter and make it look worse than what it actually is. Or this could be a very low-scoring game. I have this being a very low-scoring game. Relatively speaking, I don't think this game's going to be a 38-35 game or whatever. I think it's the most you're going to see is 27. And I'd say that's low scoring for the Eagles because of their high-powered offense. I have the Eagles winning 27-21 just because they get a late touchdown in the fourth and make it bigger than what it seemed like it was. That's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at some stats right here, Brock Purdy hasn't thrown an interception since January 1st against the Raiders. So, I think he's due. I think the law of dues are so stupid, but we're going to use it here. I mean, he's played so efficient, and he's been the league-leading guy in efficiency. I mean, when people are trying to bring up him versus Jimmy G in the base, Jimmy G is also third in efficiency this year. So, yeah.
I think it's the system that they're running.
It's definitely the system.
I think
my
Kyle
gosh.
Shanahan
Imagine
needs
if Trey
more
Lance
credit.
Was good this year. They'd be insane.
Dude, like, Trey Lance, he's mobile. He can run.
Yes, Trey
he's
Lance.
He's like a great value Lamar Jackson.
He can run. He has a high-powered arm. Oh, my gosh. If Trey Lance played this year and developed pretty well, I think the Niners are a Super Bowl lock right now.
Oh, 100%.
But I think with Purdy that he's just Jimmy G again, just young and cheap. But yeah, no, if I had to choose a score prediction for this game, I think the Eagles to cover 2.5 spread. I'm gonna have to go 28-20.
You take the over under 46.
46.5. That'd be 48. So yeah, that'd be Eagles spread and the over.
It's just 46, not 46.5.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. It's just 46. Yeah, I take the over. I think it barely hits though.
Yeah, I'm taking the over, and I'm also taking the 2.5 on the Eagles.
So,
Chiefs, bro.
Chiefs. This
one
really could
half.
Be the this could be game of the year very easily. I mean, do I think it reaches Bengals Bills divisional round last year? No, that's almost impossible. But I think this could be pretty close.
See, I have an interesting take on this. I don't think Mahomes is healthy. I think they're going to rush him out early, and I think they're going to get him hurt.
Yeah.
With that, the Bengals D line is not the best in the NFL. But it is really good.
Hold up. Oh, my
it
gosh.
It is really good. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my gosh. This – hold up.
What?
Keep talking. Let me – I'm going to check this money line real quick.
Because you might have to get in on it, huh?
Bengals are favored by 1.5 at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Yeah. Chiefs money line is up plus 105. Okay. So it's not too big. Gosh, Bengals favorite on 1.5. Who would have thought that was coming?
I think it's just because the uncertainty.
It's
of Mahomes.
Mahomes. It's Mahomes. Yeah.
If Mahomes was playing,
Mahomes
I think the Chiefs
healthy,
would be 2.5.
I'm saying Kansas City -2 is the line.
Yeah.
So
100%. I just think that I used to not like Joe Burrow, just because he was super cocky, super arrogant, and he gets in the league and he goes to the Super Bowl the first year that he's actually healthy and plays.
Love Joe Burrow. I feel like it's so hard to hate him. He's
dude,
just,
now I love this guy.
He's just swaggy P, man. He's just chilling.
Dude, he makes it to where it's so hard to not like him just because after that Bills Bengals game, the reporter, I can't remember her name, but she asked a great question. She said, "How do you feel about all these Bills players or all these Bills fans buying tickets to the AFC Championship game in Atlanta?" And he's like, "Well, you better go get your refunds."
Yeah, better get your refunds. That was awesome.
That was so cool.
I was actually low-key hoping for a neutral site AFC Championship game. I thought it would have just been cool to see.
It would have been
Because that would never happen again. That's never happening again.
It would have been really cool. But, yeah. I mean, I don't think that game would have mattered. The Bills-Bengals game, I don't think it would have mattered.
Yeah.
I mean, seeing how everything turned out, I don't think it would have mattered at all.
Yeah, but gosh, this game was so fun just to look at. I mean, you got stars everywhere. I mean,
Joe Burrow, 4,475 yards, 35 touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
This is the game between, I think, the top two MVP candidates right now. I know we want to give Jalen Hurts his praise, and we should. We should. But when you miss games, that matters.
It does.
He missed two games this year, and he also does not have the stats that compare to either of Burrow or Mahomes. Okay, you can do team narratives all you want. You can do team narratives all you want, but I think Burrow and Mahomes have proven to be the top two best quarterbacks this year. Top two best performing quarterbacks this year. I think you got to put Hurts at three. But this game is going to be awesome. And I know they say it's a regular season award, but isn't this game going to kind of, you know, be in the back of their heads when they decide who's winning it?
Maybe. I think it should.
Yeah. I mean,
I really think it should, because Joe Burrow lost that game against the Bills in the regular season.
So
I think if you put this game in that place, man.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow is my MVP right now if I had to look at it and take it.
I think.
Just because of what he's done in the playoffs.
My regular season MVP is, I think, Mahomes, just because he did Mahomes things. He actually had his most passing yards. And he did that without Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
So
Mahomes is definitely a fantastic player. But as far as regular season goes, my MVP has got to be Jalen. Just because without Jalen, the Eagles would not be where they are right now.
I definitely agree with that.
Not even close.
Definitely agree with that.
What about Rookie of the Year?
I have a
hot take on this one, man.
I know you're going to say Tariq Woolen.
Kenneth Walker.
No.
100%, bro.
No chance.
Kenneth Walker.
No chance, bro. He was good.
It would be Breece Hall if he didn't get hurt.
It would have been Breece Hall. I don't know.
Kenneth Walker, nobody even talked about him in the draft as one of the top running backs.
That's why he got paid into Dynasty Fantasy Football, because everybody was all over him. Because it was either him or Breece. Who's going to go first?
Yeah.
But Breece is the better talent. I wouldn't go Kenneth Walker. I think next year he could legit have an all-pro year just because the offense is so garnered towards giving him space.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's pretty easily Garrett Wilson this year. Offensive rookie of the year, yeah. Garrett Wilson, defensive rookie of the year, has to be Sauce. Sauce is amazing.
No, I'd have to completely disagree.
Sauce is so much better than Tariq Woolen.
Sauce is better than Tariq Woolen.
Easily.
But he's a first-round pick.
And?
My thing is...
It's rookie of the year. It's not value of the year.
Rookie of the year... The award, you should think, okay, who has been the most outstanding player so far? It shouldn't
Sauce Gardner.
It shouldn't be whose name do you recognize.
He's the most outstanding
most people
player.
Are gonna, I would disagree. I think Tariq Woolen's done more for
what?
Seattle's
Sauce
defense
was
than
a
Sauce.
First team All-Pro in his first
Sauce
year.
Sauce had a great year.
He had the best year by a rookie corner like ever.
He did.
Besides like Deion Sanders.
He did. But I think
if you look at it this way,
Tariq Woolen has done more for Seattle's defense than Sauce has done for the Jets defense.
I would argue no, but I can understand the viewpoint. But if we're gonna go back to the Bengals Chiefs real quick, Bengals -1.5 line. Actually, give me Bengals to cover, because I think if they win, it's gonna be about like 3. So
this is gonna be a very close game.
Yeah,
I think it goes to overtime.
I actually don't think it goes to overtime.
Interesting.
It's just like, how is Mahomes' injury going to really play into effect? I know they're going to pop so much painkillers. El Chapo would have loved to get his hands on them. He's going to be high. high as hell. And he Mahomes could still just very easily win this game because he's Patrick Mahomes and he knows how to win football games. But I think the Bengals are going to win this, and I think we're going to get a Bengals-Eagles Super Bowl, and that's going to be awesome. I wasn't really as hyped for this weekend as I was for last year, just because I kind of thought like the Rams were going to get it done. And I don't know. The Rams team last year is just not as fun to watch as this Eagles team this year.
Oh, no.
And the Bengals are just still the Bengals. So much fun to watch. So, I mean, Joe Burrow has such a connection with Jamar and T. Mixon actually looks very good. The best he's looked in a while against the Bills, who are supposedly an amazing defense, and which I think it's really different if you have Von Miller healthy. Mm-hmm. But I think the Bengals win. I think they also cover. What is the over-under on this?
Over under is 47.
47?
Over 100%,
so,
dude.
47. So they're predicting about
24. Yeah, probably about 20.
That's a 25 to 23 if you were to take the over and evaluate the spread.
I'm taking the over.
28 to 21 takes the over this game. So I think the over pretty easily hits. I mean, I don't know why it's higher because you'd feel like they would have adjusted it accordingly. But, yeah, no, I think Bengals win, Bengals cover, and I think the over hits for this as well. And I think
I'm taking the over, and I'm taking the spread as well. I'm taking the Bengals with the spread. I think the Bengals win by more than a point and a half. I don't think it's going to be close just because I think Patrick Mahomes gets re-injured.
Yeah.
I think that's the big storyline is if he stays healthy, Chiefs win. If he doesn't stay healthy, the Chiefs lose. But also, who are their wide receivers?
I mean, I don't think the
Chiefs have a good wide receiver.
Right now, it's Marquez Valdes-Scantling. It's Juju Smith-Schuster. It's Kadarius Toney. And you can't forget Travis Kelce.
Yeah, so receivers. Blake Bell at tight end. Don't know who that is, right?
He doesn't play. It's Kelce, and then we have – oh, wait, go under Kelce. I forgot. Something
gray? I can't remember. I'll go to player stats and just look at receiving because that'll tell us.
Yeah.
It's Kelce, Smith-Schuster, and then J.J. McKinnon is the – oh. Those are their – McKinnon are the top –
Jerick McKinnon?
The top three,
He's their running back right now.
But those are their top three receivers.
Yeah. But you have Mahomes, and he can make –
I mean, you have Schuster and you have Valdez. I think that the Bengals can lock them down, too.
You got Toney, too.
Well, true. You got Toney.
I love Toney. I'm a big Kelce fan.
I think the Bengals are going to win this game. Yeah. I think Mahomes, even with Mahomes in, I think the Bengals win by 3.5.
Yeah. Easy. Now, I think we're gearing up for possibly the game of the year.
Oh, 100%.
I'm super excited to watch this. Super excited to watch the Eagles-Niners game. But I think this is going to be awesome to watch. I think everybody's going to be really be paying attention to this. So Conference Championship Sunday is just around the corner, and I think it's going to be the best we've had in a while.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. Well, tune in next week, and we will discuss what happens in our Super Bowl picks.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.